You are now tuned in to Asian Wave 101, your dedicated weekly source for the best and latest of Chinese and Korean pop music, as well as indie music, Asian entertainment news, and special features of talented Canadian artists. Every Wednesday from 4 p.m. to 5 p.m. for CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. All right, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Asian Wave 101 for CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. I'm your host, Steve Zhang. Thank you all so much for joining me this afternoon. I hope you've all been having a very pleasant week. I know midterms are underway, people got term papers to write, and a lot of people out there, if you're a working professional, I know jobs can sometimes get tough. So if you're not having that good of a week, I promise you today I will use this 1 hour that we have together to kind of lift your spirits and make it just a little bit better. And hopefully I can do that for you, you know? That's what I'm here for. So let's get this going. First track I have for you today is by the Rising Gods of the East, Dongbang Xingqi TVXQ. The track is called Wrong Number off their fourth Korean studio album, Mirotic, which also had their hit single of the same name back when they were still a five-member group performing together under SM Entertainment. So this song, it's got a very cool contemporary R&B vibe and some pretty slick vocal production. One standout thing about TVXQ is that all the members have really good vocals. Everyone has a different tone, kind of a different strength, but no one lacks. You know what I mean? So the song's meaning is telling a crazy stalkerish girl to leave them alone. She's just crazy. She's always calling, always, you know, maybe a dozen times a day, always giving these excuses for why she's calling and making up these wild stories about other girls he's talking to and how he just wants to forget any of this happened. So he's going to tell her from now on, okay, girl, you got the wrong number. And to me, this is an ode to their crazy stalker fangirls. If you go online and you research some of Dongbang Xingqi's crazy fangirls, you will get a lot of stories regarding this matter. So this song, going to play this now, dedicated to all dem crazy, obsessed, and possessive fangirls everywhere. TVXQ, Wrong Number.
I'm sorry, you got the wrong number, so don't call me no more. 머리에 다닥 쳐주길 원했다 너의 그물 속에 바보 같은 fish 이걸로는 안 돼 cash 너의 사랑이 내 살을 도려내 아련해 오늘 나 머리가 아파와도 다시 환청이 들려와
관심은 척 날 위한 척이라는 곳에 난 그대만의 꼭두가 신호라는 소리에 모두 숨을 죽일 필요가 없는데 이만 있는 날 놓아줘 say 벗어날 수 있게 날 도와줘 say 다시 시작할 수 없을 만큼 너무 멀리 와버렸어
You got the wrong number You got the wrong number I'm sorry you got the wrong number So don't call me no more
이제 벗어나고 싶은데
You got the wrong number
다시 떠나야지
You got the wrong number
떠날 사람
I'm sorry you got the wrong number So don't call me no more
제발 놓아줘 그만 끊어줘
Wrong number
Right, that was TVXQ, Wrong Number, the greatest subtly disguised disses to Crazy Stalker fans everywhere. And I do wonder why no other act has made a song like this before. But then again, I suppose it could be possible that these days people would pick up on it real quick. And too much really depends on the support of these fans, even these crazies. So, you know, seriously, if you've ever heard of the term saseng, which is Korean, which means death or life or death, and these fans, quote-unquote, essentially just devote their entire being into following these groups around, professing their love, monitoring their every movement. So it's really crazy. You can Google it. Whole culture surrounding this. And but back to the song, it's cool to get some throwback tracks in here now and again to really see how the genre of K-pop has progressed and how they've changed as a group. The new duo, TVXQ, has gone for a more pop-oriented sound, but JYJ's latest album was an R&B album, so there's a little something for everyone. Moving on, the next track is from Taiwanese songstress Elva Xiao. The song is called Liu Ai Cha Kan, or Love Detention in English. It's from her latest studio project, Shut Up and Kiss Me, released last month. The song is about a troubled relationship, how the girl is a little more focused and more invested in this relationship, and she gives the guy an ultimatum, you know, me or whatever it is that you're focusing on, whatever's taking your attention. But she ends up leaving anyway, and now the guy's desperately trying to get her back. It's another pretty interesting track. It's got a more a softer, more restrained sound. Sounds more like classic R&B, and the instrumental and the vocals complement each other very nicely. And I actually found out that Elva lived in Vancouver for a while before she became a celebrity in Taiwan. And I don't know what the deal is with this city, but Vancouver just seems to be this almost this factory for Asian stars, Nicholas Tse, Edison Chen, Angela Chang, who are stars in Chinese-speaking areas. You know, K-pop singer Gina's from the area too, and also Chris, former EXO member, and Calvin Chen, who used to be part of Fahrenheit. And, you know, this is just crazy. Who knew any of this could actually happen? But hey, a little advice to you, keep an eye out, ladies and gentlemen, because you might just know somebody who will be a celebrity someday. Now for the song, Elva Xiao, Love Detention.
We'll be right back. 限制你自愿，
我也不打算忍受寂寞，
养成习惯听你言不由衷发脾气，又能改变些什么，
改变些什么，
爱还没准备好就消耗再多，
我的心电话中
少
Right, that was Elva Xiao, Love Detention on Asian Wave 101. Another great song from her. It's good to see that she hasn't forgotten her roots. The lead single for the album was a more EDM track, but this one balances things out quite nicely, gives it some variety, a bit of color. And she's released a few music videos for a good number of songs on her new album, and you can go and check those out. They're all on YouTube, and you can really hear why she's one of Taiwan's premier divas. The next track is from the Mandarin pop king you can't get enough of. Wang Lihong is making his return to the music industry after 3 years. Now, this track is a very special release. It's called Wangwo, which means forget me, and it's also called in English Lose Myself. It's a collaboration with the very popular DJ and producer Avicii. This is Lihong's first foray into the realm of EDM, and he actually flew out to LA to work with Avicii on this track. Now, the song is about feeling trapped by the happiness of the past and all the memories, but the other person seems to have forgotten already, so he chooses to forget himself, essentially forgetting the him of the past and leaving it all behind him. Now, and Mandopop artists have been experimenting with EDM for a while now, but this will not be the first time and definitely not the last, but this is new for Lihong, and I think with this he is really trying to bridge the distance between EDM and Mandarin music. So let's give it a listen. This is coming in as a request as well, so let's check it out now. Lihong Wang and Avicii, Lose Myself.
好我一无路可退，无时无刻 刻都不断相随，日日夜夜我都念念不忘，是我唯一剩下的完美，留下的无数个回忆，留下的无数个泪滴，又流个不停，流个不停，不能再想我，只想要忘我，留下的无数个回忆，留下的无数个泪滴，又流个不停，流个不停，不能再想我，只想要忘记我。让自己忘我，让自己忘我，让自己忘我，让自己忘我，让自己忘我。相随，日日夜夜我都念念不忘，是我唯一剩下的完美，留下的无数个回忆，留下的无数个泪滴，又流个不停，流个不停，不能再想我，只想要忘我，燃烧过的森林，留下的震耳的安静，重复的声音，不要再听，不能再想我，只想要忘记我，你怎么能忘？让自己忘我，让自己忘我，让自己忘我，让自己忘我。
Club, we guarantee that you will be able to make a balloon poodle within the first day.
Here at the UBC Ant Club, we just like to talk about ants and compare ant farms. It's really cool.
Paperclip Club is all about, well, paperclips mostly.
At Blah Club, you can blah blah, blah 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 blah.
Explosion!
There's only one club worth joining at UBC, and that's CITR 101.9 FM. We got free tickets to shows, whirly pops, professional help in all types of audio engineering, passes to festivals, crazy parties, live bands, swag, all types of crazy people. Our programming manager rides a motorcycle. There's freestyle rapping, Nardwar the Human Serviette, the vinyl and record libraries, Discorder magazine, free studio recording, and it sure beats the hell out of Paperclip Club, which is a thing that I just made up because I work at
CITR.
So come check us out on the top floor of the Student Union building. We got all types of crazy shit for you to do. Or check us out online at www.citr.ca.
Interested in NGOs or the nonprofit sector? Want to teach in another country? How about a position in the commerce or engineering sector? Do you want to travel abroad and have a life-changing experience? Isaac UBC offers different internships for all kinds of specialties. We are looking for students interested in fields such as the HIV/AIDS pandemic, community empowerment, business administration, education, environment, and sustainability, and much more. If you're interested in working abroad or helping out on campus, please contact ubc.aiesec@gmail.com. That's ubc.aiesec@gmail.com. It's up to you.
We are back, and now we got some more music coming up for you. And of course, right before the break was Lee Holm and Avicii with their collaborative effort, Lose Myself. This is coming in ahead of Lee Holm's comeback, rumored to be happening before the end of the year. So Lee Holm fans, keep an eye out for that. Next up, a rookie singer fresh onto the scene named Nam Youngju. She was one of the contestants on Korean singing competition K-Pop Star 3, Season 3. And she didn't win, but she placed within the top five contestants. And today I have her official debut, which was written and composed by someone we'll be listening to later today. The song is called Yorigo Chageso, which roughly means fragile and kind. It's an interesting track, not quite pop and somewhat R&B-ish. Safe to say this is Korea's equivalent to adult contemporary. It's a pretty melancholy song. It's about being lonely even when in a relationship, which I find odd, unless your significant other is cheating on you. But this song is more about one person being a bit more invested in the relationship than the other, and they just want their feelings reciprocated. So that's coming up next, Nam Youngju, and right after that we'll have some Poppy Lady.
Take it so, 마음을 다 줘요. 내가
Nam Young-ju, Fragile and Kind, and Poppy Lady with More, both great acts, both relatively new to the industry, and both with the potential to be great. Now, you like something a little bit softer, a little sexier, you have Young-ju. And if you like lovable, there's Poppy Lady. Poppy Lady released a new album last month, and with the song More on it. You can go and check it out, learn a little more about what sort of efforts the girls think you need to put in and what needs to go into making a relationship work. And now we move on to the segment where we see what's been talked about in the world of Asian entertainment with Asian entertainment news and just some of the latest headlines going on. So now, first up from Taiwan, another story regarding Kai Ko and his recent troubles. After his release and return to Taiwan, Kai took a urine test requested by the prosecutor to see if he is a long-term drug user. Now, the Taipei District Prosecutor's Office ordered Kai to undergo drug rehabilitation at his own expense. And although early speculations led the police to believe that Kai was taking a number of illegal drugs, his drug test results only came back positive for marijuana. As this is Kai's first offense, he was let off relatively easy, and he will have to report to the Cathay General Hospital every week to ensure that he is keeping up with his drug rehabilitation program. During the two-year period, if Kai is found to use drugs again, he will have to undergo a trial and prosecution. So Kai was evidently relieved when he left the prosecutor's office. Despite being surrounded by reporters, he greeted the public with a friendly smile and expressed that he is less nervous now because of his family and friends' support. Now, since his drug scandal, Kai's image plummeted and his career took a huge, huge hit. Since China is intolerant towards celebrities who use drugs, his scenes will reportedly be removed from the movie Tiny Times 4, which he has a fairly prominent role in. And feeling remorseful, Kai apologized to the production team for delaying the production schedule and having to go through the trouble of refilming a lot of the scenes. So it seems like Kai is doing okay. All things considered, he seems to be doing fine. It does seem like he's genuinely remorseful, so hopefully the public won't be too hard on him. Next up, a bit of Hong Kong cinema news. Donnie Yen and his co-star have an actual fight on film. So the film Kung Fu Jungle had major, major fight scenes in which Donnie Yen and Wang Baoqiang fought on the water near Tai O. And apparently Donnie kicked Wang Baoqiang and hit him in the waist. And then his opponent made a quick turn and hooked onto Donnie's legs. And they both fell onto a speedboat. Then they tried to grab and lock onto each other. And finally, Wang Baoqiang threw ashes in his opponent's eyes and took the chance to jump into the water to escape. And after disappearing for a while, Wang Baoqiang suddenly jumped out of the water and tried to punch Donnie on the speedboat. Now, Donnie personally choreographed much of the action in the film, saying that their scene on the speedboat was completely, completely real. And director Teddy Chan also said Donnie and Wang Baoqiang both had martial art training with kung fu backgrounds. They could personally finish the stunts and did not need to rely on doubles or others to help. For the scene in Tai O, we have already taken a week longer than planned. If other people performed it, it might have needed much, much longer. Wang Baoqiang also said in Kung Fu Jungle, Donnie was almost seemed to be living by himself in the world of martial arts, and that is my impression of me too. He has to consider how to make the film and what kinds of stunts to use. He silently lived in the world of martial arts by himself. When I saw how involved he was, I was very moved. During the shoot, when Donnie designed highly difficult stunts for me, I would try my best to finish them with 100% effort. So any movie fanatic knows that Hong Kong action movies are absolutely amazing, and when you combine two genuine martial artists, especially of the caliber of Donnie Yen and Wang Baoqiang, who was trained in the Shaolin Temple, you know that you've got absolute cinematic action movie gold on your hands. Now, I haven't seen the movie yet. The description I gave was reportedly from a screening, and I am now really excited to see this movie because it's not every single time that you see a movie where the two stars have an actual fight. Now, we're going to move on to Korea for this next piece. 90s idol project group S, which is for Supreme apparently, made up of H.O.T.'s Kangta, Shinhwa's Haesung, and actor-singer Lee Ji-hoon, released their Without You music video teaser starring Girls' Generation's Yuri. So S will make the return with the title track Without You, which is an acoustic pop ballad that expresses the feeling left after a breakup. And in the teaser, Lee Ji-hoon and Yuri play a sweet couple, making fans grow impatient for the full music video with their on-screen chemistry. So, as mentioned previously, S will actually hold their comeback stages this weekend, and they will start on M Countdown on the 23rd and ahead of the release of their actual mini album Autumn Breeze on the 24th. So this should be interesting to see, actually, because all these singers, the ones that were mentioned, are first generation idols. Xinhua and H.O.T. were the two groups responsible for starting this wave of obsession over idols in general. So, you know, for a couple of the original idols, I guess you could say, this should be interesting to see, and the only thing now is to see how good the song ends up. Now, we're going to move on to the last piece of news for today. It's regarding Epic High, and they revealed that they produced 100 songs in preparation for their 8th album, Shoebox. So, the members of Epic High revealed their thoughts on their comeback after 2 years on October 20th, the broadcast of NBC FM4U's Tableau's Dreaming Radio. And he revealed that they put in a lot of effort into their 8th album and that he is actually a little bit overly nervous to see what kind of response they'll receive. Tableau said, "To make this album for about 2 years, we probably created around 100 tracks in all. I'm not kidding. If we combined all the tracks that Tukuts and I made, it would total over 100. He then went on to say, "We made that many songs and we cherry-picked the 12 tracks that we really wanted our fans to hear that was included in this album. I'm not being modest, but I am really nervous." Tableau then frankly revealed his thoughts on their comeback and said, "It's really scary releasing something after 2 years, and we received a lot of criticism for our 7th album, which is why I am very nervous about the response for this album. I'm not even thinking about bad responses. I am nervous about the fact that these were 12 songs people needed to hear," suggesting he was nervous about the statement they were trying to make, more so than the criticism their music might actually receive. He continued, "I hope they'll like it. I'm really nervous. We worked really hard on it." Member Mithrajin added, "For the last 5 years, there was never a time my heart beat as fast as it is now. But my heart is starting to beat faster and faster as time goes by." And member DJ Tukuts also revealed his thoughts on the comeback and said, "I want to pretend like I'm not nervous, but I can't help it." Now, Epic High is one of the first purely hip-hop groups to achieve real mainstream popularity in Korea, and they are considered one of the very first. Tableau is considered one of the originators within the genre itself. And, you know, 100 songs, if that doesn't scream work ethic, I don't know what does. And it's actually also been reported that the CEO of their label, YG Entertainment, actually did not let them record in any of the YG studios because they were afraid that some being around the YG artists would influence their sound a little bit too much and kind of jeopardize what makes them Epic High. So, you know, be on the lookout for that. And if you're not a fan of Epic High yet, you know, I don't know what you're doing then. Anyway, that will do it for this week's Asian Entertainment News. Tune back in next week. We'll have some more headlines, some more stories, and see what else has been circulating for the next, what will be happening or what will happen over the next 7 days. So, you know, tune back in next week for that. If you have any thoughts, you can send me an email as well. More on that later. And now we're going to take a break. And when we come back, we got more music on Asian Wave 101 for CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Don't go anywhere.
This is the sound of compost and recyclables going into the garbage. Garbage that ends up in the landfill creating greenhouse gases. This is the sound of a more sustainable campus. You can make a difference when you sort it out. Learn more at sustain.ubc.ca/sortitout.
For a taste of the classics with a twist, join me, Marguerite, with Classical Chaos, Sunday mornings starting at 9, right here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada.
We are back on Asian Wave 101 for CITR 101.9 FM for some more music, and right now I have a very popular Korean band. And you will note how I said band and not group. That's because this is a musical act that does play their own instruments, and they go by the name CN Blue, which stands for Code Name Blue. They debuted in 2009, specifically marketed towards the Japanese music industry, as rock is a genre that is far more prevalent in Japanese music. They actually didn't start making Korean songs until 2010. They have four members: lead singer and guitarist Yonghwa, guitarist Jonghyun, bassist Chungshin, and drummer Minhyuk. The song from them today is called In My Head, one of their Japanese singles released first in 2011 and then in 2012 as part of their third Japanese studio album, codenamed Blue, named after them, and their first album with Warner Music Japan. It's a pop rock song with a bit of a harder instrumental composed by member Yonghwa. And you'll remember when I said earlier that Nam Youngju's song was composed by someone that we'll be listening to today. And that member, the person who composed the song, is guitarist Chonghyun. So, very talented dude, multi-talented. Let's check it out. The first Japanese song I'm playing, performed by a Korean group, CN Blue, In My Head, coming up next.
Yeah.
All right, CM Blue in my head. I do want to apologize for any listeners that may be hoping for some more Japanese music on the show. I will do my best to include some more in future shows, and definitely some more from acts that are Japanese themselves. But if you do like the Japanese rock sound, CM Blue could be a good starting point for you. A lot of their activities are held in Japan. As I mentioned before, rock is a very popular genre in Japan, and Japanese musicians do seem to have developed their own formula for rock music. Go check it out. You know, it's good stuff. Moving on, I have another request from a listener for Jam Xiao. I must say that my listeners do seem to like the Taiwanese staple for Mandarin pop music. The requested song is from Jam's latest studio album, The Song, and it's called Kelly. With this song, Jam declares his love for this woman named Kelly and how he is willing to give all he has just to be able to hug her and to exist for her. The song is more mellow, a little more down-tempo to allow Jam to showcase his voice far more. It's a throwback to his roots, actually, as a ballad singer. And so just sit back, relax, and let Jam singing just wash over you and let it soothe your soul and calm your mind. Jam Xiao, Kelly, coming up next.
自星星的你不愿也不见但就在这一秒停止在时空里终究了我的心终究了我的你我再也不愿面对离 Kelly，我愿意付出一起拥抱你。
All right, that was Jam Xiao with Kelly, an ode to this mysterious woman who seems to have captured his heart. I actually don't know who she is, so the music speaks for itself. Jam has this vocal tone that is so rare to find. It's explosive, yet it's still smooth. And again, the music speaks for itself, and with his talents, he stands on his own two feet. I'm already waiting for his next release. Now, to wrap up the show today, I have two songs that are meant to inspire and empower. The first is by Miss A. The song is called I Don't Need a Man, and it was released first as a single, then on their second studio album, Hush. It's dedicated to all the independent ladies out there who are out there grinding and hustling and working to make their way in this world. The song explicitly says, my clothes aren't fancy, but I bought them myself. My money, I made it myself. I don't need a man to give me stuff, and I don't rely on my parents' money. This is something a little rare for Korean girl groups. Usually their songs are about how they love someone and want to be with them, and oh, opa! And if you understand that reference, then you are clearly a K-pop fan. And so this one is going to go out to all the ladies out there that are getting their own and taking care of their own and themselves. Miss A, I Don't Need a Man.
This is for all the independent ladies.
All right, that was Miss A channeling their inner Beyonce, shouting out all the single ladies out there who are out there grinding, getting their own, who don't need a man to pamper them at all. Miss A is a great group too, very underrated, and the last time they had something released was back in 2011, so hopefully they'll make a return as a group soon. This song really speaks for itself. It's refreshing to see something that isn't all that common in Korean pop, actually. So we've reached the last track of the day, which is the second inspirational track I have for you. It's an old track by Toronto-based hip-hop artist D. Pride, featuring Timothy De La Ghetto, a.k.a. Traffic, a very popular YouTube comedian and rapper who is also one of my inspirations. And the song is called Keep Your Head Up. It's for anyone who's having a rough time, struggling a bit. They share their own experiences with rough times and remind you to always keep looking forward to tomorrow. Tomorrow's a new day. Start fresh. And, you know, I know that right now in school, it's a tough time for a lot of students, but just know that it will get better. You'll make it through and you'll come out stronger than ever. I'll leave you with that. And as usual, if you have a request for me, don't forget to send it to AsianWave101@gmail.com. Or if you have some thoughts on today's news and you want to get a discussion going, send me an email to the same address as well. Next up, we have our weekly arts report. And this week, we got Rohi coming in here for a little bit to talk about some stuff. And I'll leave you with that. D Pride featuring Traffic. Keep your head up. I'm Steve. This has been Asian Wave 101. Until next time, take care, everybody.
Well, getting paper, it's all good, just ignore all the petty haters. Don't mess up, no, just get up and brush your shoulders off, little homie, keep your head up. You out getting money, you out getting paper, it's all good, just ignore all the petty haters. Don't mess up, no, just get up and brush your shoulders off, little homie, keep your head up. My share of bad days and stuff. I got people that don't appreciate my love. I got haters in the people always making the jokes, cause I'm speaking my mind and I'm making this dope. Nobody likes me, but it's okay, man, cause I'm happy I'm alive every cold day, man. With the youth struggling, I'm hearing the voices. Some kids are doing good, but some have bad choices. Like the wrong crowd and the wrong friends, to the point where they're sad and the life all ends. But I'm here for you, homie, I got your back, young, and no matter how bad it gets, you should stay intact from it. Every problem has a solvent, so don't give up. You got dreams and your pride, you gotta live up. So keep your head up, homie, as long as it's true. And if you have a bad day, then this song is for you. One, you out getting money, you out getting paper. It's all good, just ignore all the petty haters. Don't mess up, no, just get up and brush your shoulders off, little homie, keep your head up. You out getting money, you out getting paper. It's all good, just ignore all the petty haters. Don't mess up, no, just get up and brush your shoulders off, little homie, keep your head up.
To stay up when they keep pulling me down, feel like an outcast in school and I got bullies around. I've been stripped of my chips like playing in Vegas, but I stay on my grind cause I'm destined for greatness. Say what you want, if it's hate then I'll take it, soak it up, breathe it in, exhale the fake shit. Cause behind all the hate is straight jealousy, cause I make it rain and you stuck where the umbrellas be. Everybody telling me Tim just ignore it, but I love the hate, in fact I adore it. Out there is a war that I'm playing against, so I look to the Lord and I'm praying for strength. They say that shit happens and it happens for reasons. When I wake up in the morning, I'm just happy I'm breathing. So I will not give up and my heart, it won't break, cause you make 0% of the shots you don't take.
You out getting money, you out getting paper. It's all good, just ignore all the petty haters. Don't mess up, no, just get up and brush your shoulders off, little homie, keep your head up. You out getting money, you out getting paper. It's all good, just ignore all the petty haters. Don't mess up, no, just get up and brush your shoulders off, little homie, keep your head up. You out getting money, you out getting paper. It's all good, just ignore all the petty haters. Don't mess up, no, just get up and brush your shoulders off, little homie, keep your head up. You out getting money, you out getting paper. It's all good, just ignore all the petty haters. Don't mess up, no, just get up. Brush your shoulders off, little homie, keep your head up.
GOSA, the Global Outreach Students Association, offers students the chance to learn about global health and international development while providing students with opportunities for practical experience working within disadvantaged communities both locally and internationally. They also collaborate with other clubs to organize global health-related symposiums and competitions.